powerful indeed. He was a governor of the Katanga province, which is a very important province, under Laurent Kabila. Then he was minister at the presidency, basically the chief policymaker within the presidency with Joseph Kabila. And then even when he left the presidency to become simply a businessman, he was very, very much involved in policymaking, especially matters concerning mineral contracts. He is reported, I don't have any evidence, but he's reported to be very, very close to Joseph Kabila and a partner in business affairs of Joseph Kabila. And also with Mr. George Forrest, the Belgian business tycoon who's owner of a huge part of the mineral industry in Katanga province. So very, very well connected, a person on whom the president relied greatly for advice.
Some people have contended that in fact he was actually more powerful than the president himself.
Well, that's what people say, but of course, those kind of things are difficult to prove. But I heard, for example, that when he would fly in from Lubumbashi to Kinshasa, when he goes into the National Palace where the president has his office, like around 5 p.m., and everybody in the presidential entourage has to leave. The two of them stay together, and they could stay in the office until 11 p.m. So we don't know what matters they will be discussing. But that's how powerful the guy was. It's a big loss for President Kabila. Certainly, those of us who are in opposition to President Kabila who regret his death, but can't see that the man was any good for the country. I think he was a very negative force for the country.
He's mentioned in U.S. diplomatic cables released by WikiLeaks.
He's also mentioned in the UN group of experts' reports on the illicit exploitation of Congolese resources. So he's one of the people who've been participating in the looting of Congolese resources with other ministers and collaborators outside of the country. So he's been mentioned in those reports as well.